Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Greetings. I trust that Christmas brings you its traditional mix of good food and violent stomach cramp.
Jump on in, the world is fine.
Oh, good.
Dive into the depths, it's gonna blow your mind.
Very good.
With Scuba Radio, we're cruising the waves. Exploring the ocean, it's the life we crave.
That's great.
Oh, good for you.
To the show.
You're gonna love it. It's fantastic.
Oh, come on, man. Let's do it, man. Let's be a team.
Radio, diving into the deep blue.
Okay.
Diving deep blue.
Now that's wonderful.
Sharing love with Scuba. The passion shining through.
I felt like I was hovering above my own body.
Come on and join us. Dive into the
serious about this.
Of course I am.
Scuba Radio, love for diving has just begun.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
It's not a question of faith, it's just common sense.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, I'm pretty excited. If you haven't figured it out already, the world's first underwater Christmas light parade is in the works. It's tentatively scheduled for Friday, December 19th. We have our location. We have a rough outline of the track, but it's new lighting technology that I picked up from some friends that worked on the Avatar movies. And this is going to be huge. And it times out perfect for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. So how this is going to work, I think, is that we're going to do the parade Friday evening, Saturday on the show when we're live 3 to 5 Eastern time, Saturday afternoon. We'll play, you know, some highlights, I think, or, you know, play what we can from the parade. So people that aren't, you know, available to come witness it live on Friday evening in South Florida, that they can still participate in the holiday festivities of this, because it's going to be, I haven't even reached out to Guinness, but this surely will be a world record. It's never been done before.
What's this got to do with drinking beer?
Well, if you're a viewer at the Gomez Hilton, which will be probably, you know, like the main viewing area with some video screens, I mean, there could be a cocktail.
We should have Guinness. Yeah.
Why?
Why? He said that's what he likes. Reached out to him, and Guinness is a good beer.
Oh, so. I get it now. Oh, wow. Casey, the tobacco.
Oh
nut.
My God, you've been locked up in that cell too.
I have okay. Priorities, you know. There are priorities in life.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're trying to turn this thing into a joke. I mean, I get it. But,
I just whatever. Want to stop.
He was thinking of vibration.
Program. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
this is a video, or this is a visual presentation. How are we going to work this in Scuba Radio?
Well,
you're going to have it on YouTube and stuff like that.
Well, for the record, I've reached out to Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa because it is that time of year. He has a tendency to linger around the Gomez Hilton. So I got a call into him. I haven't heard back from him just yet, but I'm figuring, you know, I mean, I can't be in the parade myself. So I figure I'm going to be
Why not?
Well, because someone has to do play by play. So that's going to be me. And maybe I'll, you know, the one time a year where I allow Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa into the studio to help out, and we'll describe, you know, what is happening with all the divers and the lights and the underwater floats and everything. And we'll do the, you know, we'll be like the official MCs of the parade and that kind of thing, and help orchestrate it. Cause there's a lot of logistics and things that have to happen for this thing to come off well. And I'm the only one who has that capability. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm pulling rank, of course, but I'm the one who's setting this stuff up, and somebody has to take a bird's eye view of this event to make sure all hell doesn't break loose. The only downside is, is that, you know, I got, this is the one time of year where I allow Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa to participate in the show, because it's, well, it's just kind of what I do during the holidays. It's the one time where I feel, I don't know, not necessary, but it's, you know, it's Christmas time. So it's the one time where I'm willing to let him in and help out and participate, not to mention the fact he's not even a certified scuba diver. So, you know, Drunken Santa's not going to be able to, you know, put on lights and go underwater safely. That would be a disaster, and we don't want anybody to get hurt. So,
well, give him enough Gregnog, and he'll do whatever you
tell
him. Well,
I'm sure he'll have plenty of that. I mean, that won't be an issue. But anyway, that's how I see it at the moment. I mean, anything could happen between now and when we pull this thing off. But I think it'll be a huge. It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the, you know, the float idea between Bear Jer and Bigfoot, do you guys have any other ideas of what you'd want to do is to kind of come up with?
I have to ponder that carefully. I have many ideas tumbling around.
Well,
in my brain,
you're Casey the tobacco nut. So maybe you're underwater with cigars or something. You can't really light a cigar underwater.
No, but you could have a cigar built and then have the end of it light up.
Okay. All right. So well, yeah. You're going to be okay. Like a cigar.
The lights.
Yeah. A cigar prop type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. With the technology, that'd be easy to do. I mean,
yeah. If you give me one of those little scooters, I can just coat that in lights and make it look like a cigar.
Well, okay. Like a giant cigar. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that I guess that's one. That's an idea too. That's kind of nutty. So Casey,
there you
back
go.
So Barry the bugger. Okay, if we don't do anything with Bear Jer, Barry,
I have something said to do. Squid.
Well, the squid is good. That's not a bad idea. But you Barry the bugger, so it has to do a lobster. Maybe you're
lobsters don't really light up. I like the squid idea because they do light up in natural, you know, in nature they do.
Okay, you want to
like
be
a squid though.
Well, we're going to have to work on a costuming.
We got to put him in a clear plastic bag with the lights inside so he'll light up. And maybe when he gets when he gets closer to Jerry, he'll light up in a bright red blue like he's flush and excited. And,
oh, God.
And when he moves away, he becomes more dim. And
no, that would be blue. If you're excited, it would turn red and orange. Right?
Oh, okay. So you would get turn a hot red when he sees Barry. From behind, and then when he backs off, he would turn more of a shade of blue and kind of mix into his surroundings and disappear and camouflage. That's an idea. That's a disturbing idea. I will say that much, but that's definitely an idea. So okay, so and then Jerry the diver guy, maybe we have to do something with I don't know, moonshine or something. Not that he does moonshine, but he specializes in spring water, so maybe there's
I'm
some
in the water with you guys.
I still think the meteor sheriff in your anus would be great.
Makes no sense whatsoever. You totally lose me. I don't know what the heck that has to do with anything other than, you know, Triatlas. That makes no sense. Let's just stick with what we know. Jerry the diver guy has a thing for spring water. Casey tobacco nut has a thing for cigars. Barry the bugger has a thing for lobsters, but he doesn't think he can do a lobster outfit, but maybe he can do, you know, cuttlefish and or squid. And then Vinny two tanks. Well, maybe two tanks. We got to dress up two tanks with old Vinny and have him swim around with two tanks and offering his tanks to his fellow dive buddies that are lit up like Christmas trees underwater. I'm excited about this, and maybe I'm the only one, but I'm telling you, this is going to be a big, big deal next week. All right, look, we got to come up with some more ideas on this and cover some scuba diving related news and information. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Show from Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go! Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.